Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good day, mindset. It's 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffens, my mind. The mind of Rich McFadden, the mind of Ken Kessler. That you'll be monitoring as you listen to us celebrate Ag Day. It's National Ag Day. So think about as you're eating today, where the food that you're putting into your mouth comes from, unless it's Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, you don't want to be eating too much of that today.
Have too much of that today, one way or the other. Dr. Ron Hoffman will talk to us about that a little bit. And the study, the accuracy of these breast cancer study, the treatment and some of the biopsies and that sort of thing being questioned. So we'll talk to Dr. Ron about that in a few moments. Interesting, from the world of business, American Express and Macy's have come together, and I wonder if this isn't as a result of what happened with American Express at Costco, but they're doing deals with various consumer brands. Some of you may have heard about this collaboration, a cross-brand loyalty program for shoppers. So if I understand this correctly, Kenny, what happens is that if you like Macy's or Rite Aid or AT&T or Exxon Mobil, Nationwide Insurance, Hulu, Direct Energy, these are the first companies behind an effort announced today by American Express. It's called the Plenty Program, P-L-E-N-T-I, the Plenty Program, starting in May. And when you buy something, for example, you go to Macy's and buy something, you'll get points to use toward your AT&T bill. Buying a tank of gas may help you pay your insurance bill, that sort of thing. So it's a new idea, interesting idea, conceptually. One way or another, I don't do things with that in mind. I don't buy things, although I did find using my Vons card the other day at the Shell station saved me 20 cents a gallon. And I go to the Costco station as much as I can now, because that's 40 cents a gallon less.
You know, I actually heard a report on that the other day. You have to be careful with that. Make sure you pay those gas credit cards off. A lot of people are using the gas credit cards now to get the 10 cents per gallon off.
Yeah.
But then if you don't pay it off before the end of the month, you get just killed.
You know what the secret to that is?
The interest rate.
Use a debit card. The debit cards are handy for stuff like that.
No,
I use a debit card.
If you use the gas company's credit card, you get the rebate. And that's why people are using them.
No, I see. You use a credit card. Yes, okay. It's the Costco thing or the Bonds
or whatever it is. You use their credit card and you get a rebate per gallon on each one. But then the catch is
interest.
They kill you with like 22% interest on the back end.
Yeah, so you don't do that. Representative Schock, Illinois Republican Aaron Schock, abruptly announcing his resignation after facing questions for weeks about his lavish spending using his campaign accounts and from his government budget. Just looking at this and listening to this
people
jerk,
are so stupid.
Serving the people of the 18th district is the highest and greatest honor I've had in my life. You jerk.
Stealing from people of the 18th district was the highest honor I've ever had.
Good Lord. These people. All right, let's see here.
How do you think you're going to get away with that?
Well, because your ego is so right, just beyond.
Look at some of the stories that we see in the news. Okay,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
this fraternity where they Penn State, where they post pictures of naked women that are asleep or passed out on their Facebook page.
Yeah.
How do you think you're going to get away with that? A congressman who steals from his campaign funds and from the government funds for his district. How do you think you're going to get away with that?
You lose touch of reality somehow or other. Your license, your whole demeanor.
We see it all the time.
Yeah. It really is.
Where people just get total reality just leaves.
Yep.
And they think, I will not get caught.
Yep. No, sorry. It doesn't work that way. You know how many people responded to the story about the Mustang yesterday? I was talking about the new Mustang that's being built. People love that sort of thing. So if you love that, you're going to love this story we have posted today at DougStephan.com. The future of travel, going back to the Jetsons. The Jetsons. Here comes... How'd that jingle go? Here comes...
His boy, Elroy.
I'm right, exactly.
Jane the wife.
All right. There is a picture at DougStephan.com of a flying car. I knew if I could get you enough broken hands up.
It's got a great crescendo here.
That's how you tell the story.
That's your favorite part.
Car. George Jetson. Here's George Jetson. So a flying car, commercially available to you in the next 24 months, made by a company in Slovakia called Aero Mobile. If you look at the...
Sorry if I didn't rush to buy a flying car from Slovakia.
Slovakia. Well, listen, Richie. Got a, the event in Austin, South by Southwest, a lot of people go to. The fellow who founded the company brought a car over to show it. He said, we're scaling up quite fast, building a team. Plan is that we'll be able to announce and sell a car by 2017. So if you want to see a picture of the flying car, then check it out.
What is this extra to bolt? Don't worry.
Don't touch that.
Throw it in the extra parts bucket. It will be fine.
I find that these things are... I would like to have one just to, you know, you could take off in the pasture and fly around. I often thought it would be neat to have a balloon or something like that. Those things always capture my imagination.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, we were all kids. We all watched the Jetsons and we all thought, wouldn't it be cool someday?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of cool, the story at DougStephan.com about this great-grandmother who went skydiving to celebrate her 100th birthday. There's a picture of her at DougStephan.com in a cage. Okay, so what's she doing in a cage? She's going to go diving with great white sharks. Her name is Georgina Harwood. She plunged into the waters on Monday of this week, came face-to-face with some great white sharks. This is only 2 days after she jumped out of a plane to celebrate her 100th birthday. So if you want to see what this stamina is all about, check out the picture at DougStephan.com. Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join us. And as I said, one of our focus points is going to be this biopsy report on women and breast cancer coming up in just a matter of moments here on Good Day. Meanwhile, if you're looking for a way to whiten your teeth and do it quickly, you'll enjoy the story that I have for you in the next 60 seconds about power swabs. Power swabs, giving those whose smile has been yellowed a new sort of, what is it called? Not riff on life, a new, your teeth are going to give you sort of a new view on reality when you use power swabs. You'll see an average of 2 shades whiter in the first few hours. 7 days, you'll get 6 shades whiter. This is a challenge that is met happily by people. They couldn't be selling all of them. The power swabs have been on the market for 4 or 5 years. And the reason they're successful is because it's a safe, natural product. It's not all full of those little chips, those little pearls of plastic that is in the toothpaste when you try to whiten your teeth. Yeah, your teeth will get whiter, but they'll eat away at the enamel. That isn't what power swabs does. It's soft. I put it on my toothbrush every morning, have been for years, whether they were sponsoring the program or not. I had it, spray it on my toothbrush, brush my teeth with it. And that's how I keep my teeth as white as I do. You can keep your teeth white. If they aren't white, you can get them that way by dialing 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829 to transform your smile into something that is just plain, as Tony the Tiger said, great. 800-281-6829. The perception that people have of your teeth now and what they'll see in a couple of weeks, dramatic. 800-281-6829 for power swabs, whitening up your teeth as a snap. 800-281-6829.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with a Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on Q300469 in-store and online and $3.28 while supplies last. See store at staples.com for details.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is here on Good Day. drhoffman.com is the website. The study of studies, the biopsies that apparently are frequently misdiagnosed when it comes to breast cancer, breast tissue, potentially leading to treatment for some women that is unnecessary. How much of this is a problem, and is this just something that we're recognizing now, or has this been a problem for a while, Ron?
Well, you know, most women want an answer to the question, is this cancer? And sometimes it's very clear, it's cancer. It's big, it's obvious in certain forms of breast cancer, but other forms of what are termed breast cancer, it's now controversial that they should even be called cancer because there are changes in the cells, atypia, metaplasia, dysplasia, that are a little bit the equivalent of an abnormal pap smear, which hasn't met the threshold of cancer. So it's a scary diagnosis. A lot of women have LCIS, that's lobular carcinoma in situ, or DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ. And these are the ones that are sort of borderline diagnosis. It's a subjective call. You know, it's like a close call at the home plate. You know, you got to look at the replay. Still, there may be controversy.
All right, you, speaking of controversy, testified before Congress on the supplement bill and all of that hoopla that we talked about last week. It's been a subject of conversation on your radio program and mine and many other folks who are looking at this, not only the recent controversy, but it's been going on for a long time because the drug companies want to put supplement companies out of business. So what did you say in your congressional hearing?
Well, you know, I wish to say that I did testify before Congress, but after the grilling that Dr. Oz got, I'm kind of grateful that I didn't. I just kind of went around, like every citizen is entitled, on behalf of the Alliance for Natural Health, which is a consumer organization that speaks to Congress and regulators about not restricting our access to the supplements we need. And there are a lot of, shall we say, do-gooder congresspeople. Maybe they're well-intentioned. They want to clamp down more regulations and restrictions on supplement access.
I don't think they're well-intentioned at all.
No, I think that they may be in the suspect that they may be in the pocket of the pharmaceutical industry who wants to take the whole thing over.
Right.
Or is, you know, jealous of the success of supplements. But nonetheless, we can make our voices heard. Check out ANH-USA.org. That's a great organization. If you like supplements, if you want to protect the environment, if you want to keep your food safe and clean, that's a great organization to be part of.
All right. So, but the bottom line is people who are taking supplements, the way that has been worded, it's like everybody should be worried. Don't put anything in your mouth unless it's approved by the FDA. That's nonsense.
Exactly. It's nonsense. And if it were the case, it would drive the cost of supplements up. We would be restricted to maybe a handful of supplements, as is the case in Europe. It was a European delegate that I spoke to. Very restricted situation there. They've really taken away a lot of what they once
had. And the people in Europe don't like it because they sort of started this whole thing.
Yeah.
Dr. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com. His Intelligent Medicine newsletter, something you should sign up for at Dr. Hoffman. And drhoffman.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Darling, let me tell you something. Girl, I've been trying to say, you look so sweet and you're so doggone fine. I just can't catch you out of my mind. You're becoming sweetest in my mouth now, and I want you to be my spouse so that we can live happily now. A great big old ruby house. You know you got to groove me, baby.
Groove me, baby.
Make me feel good inside. Come on now. Groove me, baby.
Now I guess from the way Blues Brothers in the news. Actually, Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi's widow, Judy, have launched Blues Brothers Records, new record label dedicated to the development of blues artists. It'll be distributed by Capitol Music.
Very cool.
Aykroyd and Belushi performing, certainly most of us know, starting out on Saturday Night Live and then the Blues Brothers first movie in 1980. Aykroyd said he's excited for what he expected to say. I don't think this is a good idea. I love these PR people. What kind of stupid stuff they put out? Oh, he's excited about this. Somebody asked me for a quote about a new radio program that I'm doing about farming. What do you think I'm going to say? That I think this idea sucks? Of course not. This stupid stuff. But anyway, it is kind of a cool idea, Richie. I figured it's all about the blues.
You have to respect Aykroyd for his support of traditional American music, and I'm wholeheartedly behind it. I love it. Love it.
Good stuff. All right. Let's move to another popular presenter, getting more popular every day, more recognition, most of it good. Farrell, I never knew who this guy was before, but he's been around for a while. That is before this song became the international phenom that it is. And as a result of that, he's partnering with the UN to promote the organization's International Day of Happiness, which is March 20th. So that's what, Saturday? What's today? The 18th? That's Friday. Friday.
Friday.
Friday, yeah. He's going to be using his post to raise awareness of climate change issues. Richie, I know you'll love this, ahead of the conference on climate change in December in Paris. He's creative director of Alive Earth. He'll be encouraging people to sign this group's petition urging global leaders to adopt a new climate accord. Wants 1 billion signatures, and I figure he's got enough hooch to get it. And maybe he will. He's going to have also a global happy party. You're invited to join in, upload pictures of you and others having a good time doing the dance to happy. How many, was it earlier this year or late last year, some of those Iranian Iraqi kids got into trouble for doing a version of happy on Facebook?
Yeah, I'll tell you, watching him on The Voice, he's a very likable guy.
Yeah, comes across as likable.
You know, he's very sensible. You know, I don't know about this stuff, but you know, he's just a very likable guy.
Oh, come on,
nice
don't be so political about it. Give it to there's room for everybody.
You know, why not?
Sure. Yeah, okay. Why not? Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, whether you believe it or not, I mean, there's so much hooey to it in some respects, and in other respects, there's a lot to be said for what comes out of the studies. It's just that it isn't black and white. This issue is not black and white.
Nope.
I think that he, though, is a likable guy.
Very
that makes
likeable.
It easier for people to swallow the message. Maybe that's what it is, Richie. And
I would certainly rather listen to him talk about it than Al Gore.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying. But you said it, so it's good.
I'm not so sure Al Gore can sing well.
I want to find out.
No, okay. Pass on that one. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and the number 3030.
We've all been to a holiday gathering where someone gets on our nerves. Dr. Margaret Wehrenberg.
Focus your thoughts on the good reasons you're going instead of focusing on the tension. Get your humor on. Just anticipate what's going to go wrong. For example, your son-in-law drinks too much, or your brother always wants to pick a political fight. Plan a lighthearted response and then how to walk away and disengage from it.
If you're there a few days, take a real break.
Just say, you know, this time I think I'm going to stay in a hotel and don't discuss it. And then you'll have, hopefully, your own vehicle so that you can go and get away and start your morning more peacefully and just have a quiet place where you can retreat without worrying who's around you.
Finally, don't rely on rides to a hotel or family gathering. You can decrease your tension just knowing that you can leave when you want. Dr. Wehrenberg's book is The 10 Best Anxiety Busters. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Noah.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Good day, I think the message is in this song. It's 33 past the hour. Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler here. Doug Steffen will be back in just a couple of minutes, taking care of his dear little Charlotte there. Going to take a look at what's going on around the country today with your money. Get ready for the markets to those crazy people up there to go a little nuts because the Fed is going to get together today. And, Ken, we always know what happens when the Fed gets together.
We pay.
Well, it looks like we actually might pay now. It looks like we might get a better idea of when the central bank may begin raising its rates. We're going to have a statement out today after their meetings where they may drop the promise to be patient as it weighs interest rate hikes. It looks like early June could be somewhere where they may say, listen, the rate's been zero long enough since 2008, the financial crisis, and we've had a good six-year bull market. I think they're ready to start testing it and bringing it up a notch and see what happens. So the Wall Street has pretty much been laying low on the Fed meetings the past year or so. So if they think that there's going to be a little bit of a hike, there's going to be some people adjusting out there. So hold on to your shorts just for a couple of days here. Don't go out and spend any big money in the next day or two. Major retailers are going to get together and do a cross-brand loyalty program. This is kind of cool. You know all those little plastic cards that you take around and you go to the grocery store, you go to the gas station, you go to that. How many of those do you have?
Four or five at least.
You know, I have an app that keeps all. It's called Card Star, and you just take a picture of the barcode, and it automatically puts it into the app. And then when I'm in the store, it knows what store I'm in, and it automatically brings that card up for me. And then I hand my phone to them, and they just take a little picture of it, and boom, it's done. I don't have to carry a little plastic thing. So you can check that out in the App Store. But what they're going to do is let you earn points for anything from buying shoes at Macy's, and you get points towards an AT&T bill. It's called Plenty. This is the name of the program, and it connects Macy's, Rite Aid, AT&T, ExxonMobil, Nationwide, Hulu, Direct Energy, and you're going to be able to earn and spend points with any of these brands. So if you buy from them, you earn points, and then you can spend with any of the other retailers.
Huh.
Not connected to any credit card, and it's free to sign up, so you can get rid of all those little plastic things. You know, I struggle with these types of things. I'm all for getting a few points and being able to cash it in somewhere else, but here's the trick. It's like Groupon. My wife is a big fan of Groupon, and she'll buy something, and I'll say, what'd you buy this for? And she'll say, because we saved $20. And I'm like, right. But when would we have ever gone hiking in the Himalayas anyway? So she goes out and spends money on things that we may not have ever bought. You know, but it's fun. All right, so you just got to kind of keep it in check there.
And all these places are going to be then collecting your data.
You know, and that's another thing I struggle with. When you go into, let's say, the grocery store and you fill out one of these things, and they give you your, you got to give up your name, rank, and serial number, your phone number, your address. What else do you have to give? They usually ask for date of birth. I never give it. Never give your social security number either.
Right.
But, you know, I don't give it. My name and my address, that's not hard to get anyway, so I guess I don't feel too bad about that, but definitely protect your information. But you know what? Where they do get you, and this is what I've started doing, if somebody says, like I go into Dick's Sporting Goods, and I have that little thing on my phone, and they say, do you have a Dick's card? And I say, sure. Will it save me any money on this purchase? And they say, no. So I say, well, that's okay. Because otherwise, they start to know my buying habits.
Yeah.
And they start to send me emails saying, oh, you were just in and bought baseball pants for your young son. Also look at bats and also look at this. And then all of a sudden, they sell that information to somebody else, and I'm on their list. So that's a great point. I'm a little bit careful about how often I use these cards.
Think about the companies that are all signing up on this, the information that Hulu might have on you, or Nationwide Insurance Company, or AT&T,
yeah.
And they're going to be sharing that with all these other companies.
So, how and which one of these companies is vulnerable to getting hacked? I mean, let's look at this. Who are we at again? AT&T. So they're going to have your phone number. They're definitely going to have some critical information. Macy's, Rite Aid, ExxonMobil, Hulu, they'll have your email address for sure. Well, everybody will have your email address. And then Direct Energy, an energy company, yeah, they'll definitely have some billing information. Yeah, thank you. I'm not so sure. I'm all up for this now. All right, so stay away from that last one. Here's another one that's going to get fun. While Wall Street goes a little bit crazy because of the Fed meeting today, the Senate Republicans are going to unveil their budget proposal. Now, we have not had a budget in 7 years.
At least.
I don't think since Obama's been in the White House, we've had a budget because these crazy guys can't agree on anything. So now that the Republicans have control of both the House and the Senate, they think that they're going to be able to get a budget passed, a 10-year budget blueprint that they released yesterday, okay? Mm-hmm. Budget Chairman Mike Enzi of Wyoming. You know, the Republicans can't agree on what day of the week it is.
Right.
I don't know how they think they're going to be able to pass a budget. Because somebody's going to want to pay for something, and the Tea Party guys are going to say, nope, we don't want to do that. And the Democrats will just sit back and laugh. You have to get together, guys. If you want to get anything through here, and a budget is it's your job. It's the law that you have a budget. So get together and get something through so that we can all move along. Because right now you're just spending our money like willy-nilly and going crazy. All right. So anyway, watch your wallet for the next couple of days. Doug Steffen and Michael Eaves will be back to talk about the...
What was it they're talking about, Ken?
Oh,
NFL concussions. Chris Borland.
Okay. So a concussion conversation coming right up with Doug Steffen on Good Day at 41 past the hour.
For the highest quality flooring at the best possible prices, get to Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 10 million square feet of first quality flooring must be reduced. Get 80 styles of laminate, including looks for under a buck. 70 styles of bamboo, like clit strand bamboo for $219. 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, including 3/4 inch solid maple for $299. Plus deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. For low end of quarter price and the highest quality floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Kenny and I have Michael Eaves now with us, an Emmy Award-winning sports journalist, sports anchor for Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera and our production staff getting along just fine. We find them very accessible. Good to have you here, Michael. Thank you. Let's talk about Chris Borland and where he might have gone prior to his realizing that his future might not be as bright if he stayed with the NFL.
In terms of his NFL career, what might he have accomplished?
Yeah, how far would he have gone from all the things that I've seen about him? He seems to have been highly regarded, well-respected, and people are pretty surprised about this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He led the team in tackles last year as a rookie, and he missed 2 games during the season, and he didn't become a starter until about week 8, I believe, when Patrick Willis got hurt. And so then he moved into that role, and he really excelled. So from a career standpoint, with Patrick Willis retiring last week, he was poised to really jump off and have the career that a lot of people thought he would have coming out of the University of Wisconsin. This was not a guy who was a bench warmer, just kind of hanging on to an NFL roster. He was about to be potentially a star for a playoff contending team in San Francisco. So a lot of people can't quite understand why he would do that, because if they were in that situation making that kind of money and about to be on the verge of potentially being a star, why would you walk away from that? And I think because for a lot of people, especially who haven't played sports, they have a hard time understanding why you would walk away from that opportunity.
I don't have a hard time understanding it at all. I think he's the smartest guy that I've encountered from the NFL. Kettering, Ohio is his home. He's 24 years of age, made $420,000 in his first year playing for San Francisco. For those of you who didn't hear the news, he decided abruptly that he wasn't going to play football anymore. He quit, it would seem, Michael, because he was influenced by all the information that's available about head trauma. I mean, I think the guy's got a lot of common sense. He's making a statement here.
See, I get you. From a personal standpoint, if he felt this was right for him, then he absolutely made the right decision. It may not be the right decision for other people who choose to put themselves in a situation of risk for reward. That's their decision. They do what they want to do, but Chris felt as if it wasn't right for him. He suffered a mild concussion. He believed it wasn't diagnosed, but he felt he suffered one in training camp, and that just triggered a bunch of thoughts about how he wanted to live the rest of his life. He started doing research during the year. It was a season. Long process, and he got to a point where he realized, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life because I don't know how long I can do this without seriously injuring myself.
Apparently, this happened to him when he was younger as well. He had a concussion while he was playing soccer in the eighth grade, had a concussion while he was playing football in high school, and then he had a third one during training camp last year. He consulted with former players and people that are experts in this sort of field and decided that the $3 million that he had in his contract wasn't worth it. I applaud that. I think football is a horrible, horrible sport. You may not be familiar with me or my program, Michael. I have been on this for four. I was the first national broadcaster, and I'm not a sports guy, to get onto this because I have a friend that runs a, we want to do a story, as a matter of fact, on a company in Denver called Cerescan, C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N. They started working for the NFL. Now they're working for the Players Association because they've done the research. They have the software to examine not only what's going on in these circumstances, but also they're doing a lot of work for former vets that have come back with all kinds of problems with their brains. This is something that is serious, not just in football, though. It's in soccer, all kinds of sports. And parents, I have said on the air consistently, if you're a parent who lets or encourages your child to play football or these other sports, you're irresponsible.
I played football growing up, and as I matured and I left the sport, I ended up playing basketball. But I thought when I got older that if I had children, I would want my son to play football at a younger age, just to toughen him up a little bit. You know, that's a male thing that you have as an athlete growing up. I've got to be tough, though. I want my little boy to play football.
You still think that? Do you still think that?
No, absolutely not. Now as I've gotten older and I've become more aware of head injuries, especially the football, I don't want him to play at all, at all. But especially I wouldn't let him play at least until high school because his brain is still developing in your teen, in your early years.
Brain stem,
and he's not really prepared for it.
Michael Eaves from Al Jazeera here on Good Day. He's got a lot to say and happy to have him on. Thanks.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use it directed.
47 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day. Rich and Ken with you. I want you to listen to the next statement I'm about to say to you. Are you ready?
Okay. Yep.
22 men and women who fought for our country commit suicide every day.
Wow.
Think about that. 22 men and women who fought for our country commit suicide every day.
Wow.
That's one every 65 minutes. Following the Chris Kyle story, the Clint Eastwood movie American Sniper, a powerful new documentary called That Which I Love Destroys Me, shines a new light on post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and the need for additional support for veterans. Joining us, we have Rick Roman Wall, who is the film's director, and Jason Floyd, who is a sergeant in the U.S. Army's elite 75th Ranger Regiment, whose personal struggles with PTSD and Afghanistan are chronicled in the film. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
No problem. Rick, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about the film and how it covers PTSD and what we're looking at.
Well, Jason and Tyler, the subjects of the documentary who became like brothers to me, had really started telling me about the struggles they had with reintegration. And you're talking about now special operations, soldiers who are, because of their skill set and their advanced training, are supposed to be above PTSD, at least you'd think so in normal society. But they started telling me about what they were going through, but also how they were getting themselves out of it because of that training, because they were able to have that no-quit mentality, especially on life. And they really wanted to find a way to reach their fellow brethren, to use their own story to help. So what I think is interesting about this documentary is it's not only a documentary that shows you how they fell into the abyss of post-traumatic stress, but more importantly, it shows you how they got out of it. So it's not an oh, woe is me documentary of here we are as broken puppets or broken soldiers. It's about, you know what? War is hell, and we went through it, and we struggled back coming home, but this is how we got ourselves out of it. And I'm really proud because every screening that we've had, their message is resonating with their brethren, because we've had at least one veteran at every single screening stand up and ask for help. And Jason, that's what this is about.
Jason, in the 1 minute we have here, tell us what the most important thing that somebody should know if they know somebody who's struggling with PTSD.
I think the most important thing you can know is that these issues are complicated. It's not a there's not one solution for the broad spectrum of what PTSD is. You can't force somebody to deal with these issues. The best thing you can do is just create the doorway for them to walk through on their own of acceptance and normalize what they're going through. And you can't push them or pull them to that door. You just be waiting on the other side with open arms. But it's, getting past PTSD, getting past all the mental health issues or anything that happens after war, it's very doable. There is a path through the pain.
It's important information, and we appreciate it. We have a link to it at DougSteffen.com. In addition to the theatrical run, it's also available free during March if you go to TakePart.com/vets. That's TakePart.com/vets. Rick and Jason, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Ask any of the chickies in my pen. Tell you I'm the biggest mother hen. I love them all and all of them love me. Because the system works, the system called reciprocity.
When you're good to mama, says Queen Latifah. 53 past the hour, 54 past the hour now. Doug Steffens, good day with Rich, Ken, and Chuck Curry now for a movie moment. And Chucker, this is Queen Latifah from the movie Chicago, which I never saw.
And she's actually pretty good in that movie.
Yeah, you know what? She's pretty good in most everything she does. I didn't think she did real well on her talk show. I thought it was a little bit canned. But you know what? She is just so likable and so diverse that you pretty much have to go see anything that she's ever in.
Yeah, she's good. The thing with the talk show, I think it's been, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, I think it's been renewed for a second season. Am I right on that? But there's so much competition in that arena that it really is hard to gain a foothold.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing something really,
yeah,
really...
Yeah, when you're going up against the Ellens of the world, I mean, that is tough. But anyway, Queen Latifah turns 45 years old today. Now, that doesn't shock me that she's 45, but it just it seems like she's been around for 35 years.
So, yeah, I would have predicted mid-40s myself, but she's been around for at least 15 or 20 now.
I remember she was a rapper when she was early 20s, so, I mean, she's been around for a good 25 years then, so... So, all right, so now's the time when we do our movie moment segment. We play a couple of clips from a movie for you, and this is your chance to win a little something out of the Doug Steffens Prize Closet. And what we're doing now is giving you a chance to win a trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado, which we'll choose a name out of the hat next week. So if you're the first caller to call 888-302-3684, that's 888-302-DOUG, and when you hear this movie clip and you know what movie it comes from and you identify it correctly, you will be your name will go in hat to win a trip to the Broadmoor. Here comes clip number one.
My father is no different than any other powerful man. Any man who's
responsible for other people, like a senator or a president.
You know how naive you sound.
Why?
Senators and presidents don't have men killed.
Oh, who's being naive, Kay?
I'm going to guess, Chucker, that you know this movie.
I think most people would know that movie.
Yeah.
All right, well, in case you didn't, we got two more clips for you. And if you do know it, get your digits working at 888-302-3684. Here comes clue number two.
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again, ever.
Or you might end up with a horse head in your bed.
You know, there's a thing that comes around on Facebook, and it asks you, what movies have you seen more than 100 times? This would be on that list.
For you?
I think for a lot of people.
In general,
it would be for me,
yeah.
But I think for a lot of people.
Yeah, no, it's definitely huge. What, 1975?
Four.
Two. Okay.
All right. Yeah,
here's your last clip. This is 3 seconds long. It's bound to be the gimme if you haven't already picked up and dialed the phone, 888-302-3684. Here's your last chance.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
Right. Okay. All right. So 888-302-3684. If that didn't do it for you, you pretty much might as well give up now. Chucker has movie news in 30 seconds here on Good Day.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 Hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
What a shock. We've got full phones and everybody seems to know it. So let's try Lori in Anchorage, Alaska. Lori, what's the name of that movie?
Hi there. I would call it That's the Godfather.
Yeah, you would be right, wouldn't you? How many times have you seen it, Lori?
I can't even count.
Right.
At least annually.
All right, because it's on cable all the time, right? All right, Lori, thank you. Hold on, and Carol will get you information. Chucker, what's going on in movie news?
Interesting story, Rich. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Sony Pictures is actively trying to reboot the 1983 action thriller Blue Thunder, which starred the great Roy Scheider. Instead of a man in a super helicopter, this will be about the world's most advanced drone, which sort of makes sense, but if you take the lead actor out of the equation, I don't know what kind of movie you have. I really like So Malcolm McDowell played the villain, and I love Roy Scheider. So
yeah.
Thunder remake coming our way.
Hey, man, everything is new again. Everything old is new again on Good Day. So there it is, 58 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Good Day. Thank you, Chucker. Mañana.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.